Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Warner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marcelino Lopez. Pitching for the California Angels, Marcelino Lopez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to third. Agee moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball four. Robinson scores. Agee moves to third. Romano moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jackie Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is hit by the pitch. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reichardt. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Reichardt steals second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Angels, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fregosi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Jackie Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaul is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shaul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Warner moves to second. Two outs. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Skowron moves to second. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to third. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Noop strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fregosi. The throw from Romano and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford is hit by the pitch. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Lopez juggles the ball. That's an error on Lopez. Buford moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Buford moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Romano for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McGraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-2 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Knupp hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Agee strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Angels. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiss strikes out. There goes Berry. The throw from Rogers to Fregosi, and back to Seaburn, who tags Berry out. Two outs. Gene Freese pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.